We're going to begin this hour by talking about a major event that is happening nationwide, statewide, and locally on Friday. We're talking about the global climate strike. This is a, I said nationwide, worldwide, really walkout. Students walking out of schools, people taking the day off from work and gathering publicly to urge policymakers to take meaningful action on the growing climate crisis. Lots of events happening around the Triangle on Friday morning from 9 to 11. There's going to be a gathering at Peace and Justice Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill. Carrboro is having its own event actually Saturday morning at 10 at Town Hall right by the Farmers Market. The big event in the Triangle is going to be in Raleigh on Friday beginning at 12:30 and running until 2:30 at Halifax Mall. And we are joined in the studio to start the hour by two of the organizers of the Raleigh event. We've got Donnell Kearns and Lynn Weller in the studio. Donnell, Lynn, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So first of all, what is it, before we even talk about the issue and the event, what drew you to this issue to the point of not just getting involved, but actively organizing this major event?
Well, I'll start. My name's Lynn, and I have been drawn to this event and the cause of climate change from a lifetime of doing environmental work, but recently because my children are very worried about climate change, and they talk to me about it, and their friends talk to me about it, and it is a huge concern for young people.
Mm-hmm.
And both of my children want to take action, and I think a lot of young people are taking actions, more young people than adults right now are taking action around climate change. So my children are what has motivated me.
Donnell, how about you?
So I've been involved in environmental issues for a long time, but I'd say more on the periphery. And now I'm so inspired by young people. Greta Thunberg from Sweden and a multitude of young activists from around the world, and now locally young activists. So that's really made me say to myself, I need to make a commitment to do everything I can to help them help save the planet.
Mm-hmm. What's happening behind the scenes to organize this? How many people are involved?
I'd say there are probably 12 of us actively meeting by phone each week, planning the event in Raleigh. Different organizations are represented, 350.org, which was started originally by Bill McKibben and others. That the 350.org Triangle Group has taken leadership, but there are other organizations involved as well.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the issue. This is an issue that has become more and more of an immediate and urgent crisis. What is the state of things right now when it comes to climate change? What should people know?
Lynn, I think it'd be great if you would share.
They're pointing at each other.
If you would share what you just shared with me about going to this training with Al Gore.
Oh, yes. I just recently went to one of Al Gore's climate reality trainings in Minneapolis. And for 3 days, 1,200 climate activists met to learn from Al Gore and other government officials, the governor of Minnesota, the mayors of Minnesota and St. Paul, about what they are doing around climate change and how the climate crisis is affecting communities around the world. And I think we can all see it locally even. Our storms are changing. Our water events in Chapel Hill and Carrboro are more serious every time when it rains. We see floods several times a year. Hurricane Dorian is a good example of how storms are changing. The Bahamas were hit with the strongest winds of any hurricane on record. So the changes in the atmosphere and in the jet stream are affecting every storm, and they're going to continue to worsen until we take action and start to change how we do business as usual in the U.S.
And you see that in the storms, but it's also just in day-to-day weather as well.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And we desperately need big action. You know, it's one thing to say that I need to recycle and I need to not eat red meat, and I can do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really need to do, every single one of us, is to get politically active.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be writing to our congresspeople. We need to be out marching. We need to be protesting. We need to help the vast majority of the public understand that according to the IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that we have only about 11 years left to avoid the worst of climate disaster. And in order to do that, we must eliminate the use of fossil fuels, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And North Carolina has something called Clean Path, which an engineer was hired by NC Warren to write this path to clean energy for North Carolina. So I think that political action is the most important thing to create change.
Mm-hmm. What specifically is the climate strike calling for when it comes to political action?
So the strike itself is calling for withdrawing from the use of fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole week of action after the strike, and things like contacting Duke Energy CEO, things like writing to your state legislators, writing to your federal legislators, putting more pressure on politicians to make them represent the best interests of their citizens and not the best interests of corporations.
Speaking with Donnell Kearns and Lynn Weller, Lynn, you wanted to add something to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to add some of the goals mm-hmm. that we have for this climate strike.
Yeah.
The goals of the climate strike in the Triangle, and specifically, is one of the goals is to build the climate movement in our area, in the Triangle, and bring more people into the movement. We'd also like to educate people in the public about the severity and the urgency of the mm-hmm. climate crisis. And so there will be speakers, a diverse range of speakers, lots of young people, people of color speaking, indigenous people. And so it will be an educational mm-hmm. event as well. And since lots of young people are coming and leaving school, it's great that they're going to be learning about the science behind the climate crisis. And a lot of the schools in the area are making this an excused mm-hmm. educational absence, which is great.
Yeah. So we're talking about the goals. We're talking about the issue. We're talking about the organization behind the scenes. Give us the details. People want to go to this event on Friday. Again, it's going to start at 12:30. What do people need to know?
So, as you said, it's on Halifax Mall
mm-hmm.
in downtown Raleigh. It starts at 12:30, goes to 2:30, so it's relatively brief. There will be, as Lynn said, there will be speakers. There will be tablers. 30 different organizations are going to be there sharing information about the work they're doing. And there will also be a large art project that people can participate in. There will be letter writing stations so people can go to a table and write letters to their representatives. What am I forgetting, Lynn?
And then the group is delivering the letters
mm-hmm.
to legislators.
Lawmakers, yeah,
lawmakers.
In Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we were talking before about the fact that, and it's a good thing and a bad thing that there are so many different similar simultaneous climate action events all happening on the same day, because ideally you want everyone to come together for one big event so that you can
yeah.
really get the picture of how many people are involved in this. But if you're listening to this in the Chapel Hill area, this is fine because you can go to Peace and Justice Plaza in the morning, 9 to 11, still have time to get to Raleigh for the big one at Halifax Mall at 12:30. So you can make a whole day of it, actually, if you want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, it's going to be at Halifax Mall, North Salisbury Street, right, in Raleigh?
Yes.
Salisbury Street?
Yes. I know.
I'm Midwestern. I see that word and I think of high school cafeterias. Salisbury Street in Raleigh. Again, speaking with Donnell Kearns and Lynn Weller. Anything else that people need to know about the issue, about the event on Friday, or anything else?
The thing I would say is, please, if you can, bring young people with
mm-hmm.
you. It's really their future that's most in danger.
Yeah, and it's also, this is the strike where the young people have asked adults to come and support them and show up. So let's do that for them. Let's show up and show them that we are doing this with them.
Yes.
Again, it's going to be Friday at 12:30 to 2:30 Halifax Mall in Raleigh. That's the Global Climate Strike event in downtown Raleigh. And again, there's also one in Chapel Hill on Friday morning, Peace and Justice Plaza, 9 to 11 a.m. And in Carrboro, Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon at Town Hall by the Farmers Market. Donnell Kearns, Lynn Weller, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.